John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3. Amen. Verse number 1 says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? I want to preach a little while this morning, if God will help me, on this thought, religious but lost. Religious but lost. As we look at this and we can see, and we see the confusion, and it seems like it's getting more and more in these last days, a confusion between religion and salvation. Amen. It seems like salvation. Listen, salvation is not going to church meetings. Salvation's not gaining church membership. Salvation's not given to church missions. Amen. Now, all of that is part of good works in Christianity, and that's what we're doing. But that's the fruits of salvation and not the root of salvation. Amen? The root of salvation is Christ Jesus, the Lord. We see as the Lord is speaking to Nicodemus, and the Bible says that Nicodemus is a ruler of the Jews. See, the Bible speaks of religion, religious people, but they're lost people. Amen? There's a whole lot of folks in the Bible that's really religious people, but they're really lost people. Amen. Praise God. We look at Nicodemus here and we see some of the aspects of his life. We know that Nicodemus was religious. Amen. Very religious man. I mean, he was to me a member of the Sanhedrin. He was a Pharisee. Amen. He was a part of the sect of the Pharisees. He was a part of those that were set aside, supposedly, for the Lord. Amen. He was a Pharisee. He was respected. He said he was a ruler of the Jews. Amen. So you see him here. He's a religious man. He's a respected man. Praise God. He's a rabbi. Amen. A master of Israel. In other words, he was a teacher instructed in the things of God. Amen. You say, well, how could you be an instructor? How could you be a teacher of the things of God and be a lost person? You could be very religious and still be lost. I run into people all the time that can quote more scripture than I can. Amen? But my cousin said they're lost as ball and highway. They'll take that scripture and they'll turn it around and try to use it, praise God, for their own incentives. Amen. To justify their way of life. And they'll take it and twist it and turn it. You know, that's what the devil does. Amen. Hey, the devil knows the Word of God. He knows God's Word explicitly, praise God. But he twists it and turns it and so subtly and so a little at a time. And he warps the Word of God. Amen. So he said, we see these folks. Amen. They're religious, but they're lost. And Jesus says, you must be born again. Amen. You got to have a new birth. Amen. He said that's born of flesh is flesh. Do you remember when you got born the second time? I don't think any of us remember when we got born the first time. Hey, I was there. Amen. You were too. but you don't remember it. Amen? You don't remember when you got born. Amen? The first time. But I want to say this morning, irrequivocally, I cannot forget when I got born the second time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I tell you, in my little old itty-bitty mind, sometimes I forget how magnificent that was. Amen. What a wonderful, glorious day it was when Jesus gloriously saved me by His martyrdom. Did I ever tell you about that? Man, Jesus saved me. Praise God. I'm so glad He did. He came to where I was. I didn't know I needed... Praise God. Hey, I knew I was lost. But I didn't... Hey, that's a long time. I didn't realize what I needed to do to be saved. And Jesus said, you must be born again. That's salvation. You got to have that newness of life, that new birth. Praise God. He said, unless you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, you won't make it. You'll not get in. He said, how can I be born when I'm old? He said, can I enter in again? My mother's womb be born again? And Jesus said, very, very early, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit. Now, the water is a type of the Word of God. Amen. You know, it's amazing to me. People all the time say, well, preacher, I just don't know it's really necessary to go to church. Amen. Hey, the only way you'll get the Word of God is to go to church. Of course, people say all the time, say, well, preacher, I can sit at home, read my Bible. It's not the same. And I'll just tell you as a fact, most time people that say that, they don't. Amen. They tell you that because they think it'll get you to leave them alone. But most people don't read their Bible at home. Amen? I hope you do. I hope you take some time to read at home and meditate upon it at home. It'll help your heart. There's no reason that we shouldn't, because now we've got apps on our phones. Amen? Praise God, where you can get your daily devotional at least. Amen? Give you a little something to ponder on throughout the day. It's amazing how that'll help you. Just that little nugget, praise God. And it seems like it's always that little thing that God will give you just for you at that moment. Amen. It's that Word of God. And it's that's the water and the Spirit. See, the Word of God, and then the Spirit takes that Word and He uses it in your hearts. So Nicodemus was a man, praise God. He was a religious man, but he wasn't a saved man. He didn't even know what he needed to do. And he was a teacher of the Jews. Amen. He said, except if man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. But that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So we have that first birth. We don't remember it. But he said we need to have a second birth that we remember. You know, it's good to have that, because then you can take the devil back to it. Say, I remember when I bowed down at this place and how the Holy Spirit dealt with my heart. So you can't get saved anytime you want to. Come on. Amen. You can't get saved anytime you want to. It takes a dealing of the Holy Spirit in your heart to show you that you're no lost sinner and that you need to be saved. And it takes that wooing of the Holy Spirit, praise God, to bring you to a place of repentance so you can ask God to forgive you your sins so that He can become the Lord of your life. Amen. We're missing it. There's a lot of religious folk in the world, but praise God, there's getting to be fewer and fewer saved folk truly born again. He said, Marvin, I say unto thee. Now notice this in verse number 3, he says, I say unto thee. Verse number 7, he says, I say unto thee. See, it was a personal thing. Do you realize it's a personal thing between the Lord Jesus Christ and you that you be saved? The Bible said Jesus came, Brother Bill, to seek and to save those that were lost. You say, well, preacher, I ain't lost. I know where I'm at. Amen. He said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's being lost. That's what lost people do. We sin. We do things that we oughtn't to do. But he tells Nicodemus here, he points out, he said, this individual thing, said, I'm calling you, Nicodemus, I'm telling you what you need to do so that you can be one of mine. Amen? So that you can be fit for the kingdom of heaven, so you can get ready to go. You know, it'd be an awful thing to miss heaven. And a lot of people, religious people, they miss it by this much. They got that head knowledge, but they don't have the heart knowledge. I thank God for what Jesus did for me. Amen. He died on that cross of Calvary for me. He wore those thorny crowns for me. Praise God. His body was piercing for me. He died. He was put in that borrowed tomb for me. But glory, hallelujah, Matt, brother, he got up that third morning for me. Victorious over death and the grave, praise God. To show me that I can too. Amen, I'm going to rise victorious over death and the grave. You say, preacher, we're all going to die. Yeah, but Jesus said, those that keep His commands, follow Him, will not see death. Amen, we'll ease out of this life and ease into the next. Amen, where we'll be in the presence of the Lord, and so shall we ever be with Him. Amen, that's that blessed hope. That's faith with an expectation that's out of this world. Praise God, we need to be getting ready for that. Amen, you say, well, preacher, we're just trying to focus on here and now, trying to get through this life that we live. Praise God, let me tell you how to do it. I do it with Jesus. He promised if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that's right in the eyes of God, that all the things that we need shall be added unto you. Amen. What do you need this morning? You say, well, preacher, I need this and I need that and I need another thing. Praise God, all you need is Jesus. Praise God, Jesus Christ can supply all your needs to sufficiency. Amen. He's altogether lovely. He's altogether sufficient. Glory, hallelujah. I could just about take a running spell this morning. Amen. Glory to God, He's altogether lovely. Amen. All that He does for us. Nicodemus, praise God. He said, "Not marvel not that I say unto thee." He said, Nicodemus, this message is for you. Amen. This message is for you. Did it help him? Sure did. Amen. It sure did. Nicodemus was the one that would wind him up in those linen clothing and help put him in the tomb, praise God, looking for the glorious resurrection. Praise God. Amen. It made a difference. But we see Nicodemus. Amen. See we see a man, praise God, who was a religious man, but he was a lost man, just like me and you were. Amen? We can be religious, but we can be lost. Look over at Luke chapter 18 with me. Remember the Pharisees? The Pharisees? Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verse number 10. Let's go back to number 9. He said this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Does that sound like a righteous person? One that's right with God? See, there's something called this morning, there's something called self-righteousness. Amen? Where you're right within yourself. You think you're right within yourself. You think you're all that in a bag of Cheetos. But you're not. Amen. Praise God. Our righteousness is not in us. Our right standing before God is in Jesus Christ, our Savior. He died that through Him we might be made right. Because everything else is in us wrong. He said, two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Amen. So a Pharisee is a religious man, claims to be religious, claims to know God, and the other man is a publican. As far as I know, he doesn't claim to be anything but a tax collector. Honest one? A dishonest one? We don't know. It could be either one. Amen? But the Bible said that this Pharisee, he said he prayed within himself. Now we know he was a leader in the synagogue, so he was a church-going man. Hello? Amen? Come on. He was a church-going man. Does that make him saved? Does that make him right with God? Hey, it's a good start. Amen. It's a good place to start is being a church person, going to church, praise God, lifting up the Lord, seeing what He does for you. Not only was a church going man, but he said he was a praying man. Verse number 11, and a Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Wait a minute. Thus with himself? Amen. When we pray, we're to pray to God. Amen. We want to pray and lift up our voices to God. He's the only one to help us. Praise the Lord. So he was a church-going man. He was a praying man. He said that I am not as other men are. He said he was a separated man. Separated from supposedly from the things of the world. But he was separated to the things of the world. See, we're supposed to be separated from the world for the glory of God. But he was a religious man. He said, other men, he said, extortioners? He said, I'm not an extortioner. He said, I don't get anything but ill means. He said, I'm not unjust. Amen. He said, I don't do things that's not right. He said, I'm not an adulterer. Amen. So I'm not an adulterer. I don't commit adultery. And he said, or even as this publican. Amen. He said, I'm not a sinner like this publican. Now what he was doing, he was judging this other man. The Bible said we ought to judge ourselves. Amen. We're supposed to be fruit inspectors so we can encourage each other, but we're not supposed to judge one another. We leave that up to God. Amen. Praise God. But we see fruits that's rotten. Praise God. We're supposed to be mindful in a loving way. Come alongside each other and encourage each other in the direction of the Lord, in the right direction. So this religious man, he said, I fast twice in the week. Amen. So he was a fasting man. Amen. He'd give up things. Praise God. For a little while. Two times a week. Very religious. He said, I give tithes of all that I possess. Hello? Tithes of everything. He said, I tithe on everything. Give tithes of all that I possess. Amen? So his fellow was a very religious man. But even just like Nicodemus, he was a religious man, but something was missing in his life. And that was a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a relationship with the good God of heaven that they claimed to know. We got to have a relationship with Him. We got to realize that He's our God. And that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He's the anointed one of God, praise the Lord. That speaks to our heart and gives us the encouragement we need. Amen. Look at another one right quickly. On over in verse number 18. The Bible said there was a certain ruler. And he asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now it said there was a certain young ruler. So here's another ruler. A man of power, a man in authority. Amen. And he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a good thing. And he said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now if you think about this, to inherit, what is an inheritance? That's something that we receive as an heir. And it's usually at the death of the previous holder. Amen? He says, what can I do to inherit? What can I do to get this at the end of it all? Amen? How can I be an heir to the things that you're talking about? How can I make it a part of who I am? So this rich young ruler, he was a religious man. He came to Jesus. That's what we got to do. We all got to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, right? That's where we get our help. Outside of Him, they have no help. You can do nothing within yourself, praise God. That's what Jesus told us. But He said, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. Yeah, amen. But we're missing out today because we're missing out on what Jesus can do for us. Amen. But he came to Jesus, and he came to Him sincerely. He was sincere when he came to Jesus. He was sincere when he asked Him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What I got to do to get it? Amen. I told you before, if I could give you a page, take a notebook paper or a piece of copy of paper and write down on it front and back all the things that you could do. If you do all these things, then you are sure into heaven. If you do every one of these things, praise God, then in this list, then you'll fly off into heaven. They'd be lined up for miles down the road to get a copy. So they get started doing these deeds. But the Bible says that you must be born again. Praise God. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to be saved to get to heaven. Praise God. You'll miss heaven without salvation. You can be as religious as you can come, but praise God, still be lost and miss heaven. But he asked the Lord in sincerity. He was serious. What do I got to do to inherit eternal life? Amen. Verse number 20 says that he knew the scriptures. Amen. Probably had them memorized, knew them by heart. Praise God. He knew the scriptures. He had kept the commandments. Not only did he, hey, listen, this is better than most people. He not only knew the Scriptures, Brother Jeff, but he kept the Word. Amen. He done according to what it said, to the best of his ability, without the Lord. Amen. None of us can do it without Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We need Him to help us to do it right. Praise God. So we see that he done these things. He was a very religious man, but he was lost man. He was still just no sinner. He was lost as could be. He said, I have kept all these from my youth up. He said, I've been doing those things all my life. Amen. But a good church going man. Amen. Been in it his whole life. A lot of our folks, praise God, our children come up in church. They grow up in church. We make them go to church. We bring them to church. Now, these people today, I told you today, they say, well, I'm not going to make little Johnny go to church because he doesn't want to. Amen. Little Johnny may not want to go to school either, but you still send his little hiney out the door every Monday, or every Tuesday, every day that there's a church day. Because little Johnny has to have an education. Little Johnny has to learn, and little Johnny has to be able to make something of himself. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we ought to have the same tactics when it comes to bringing them to the house of the Lord. It's not up to little Johnny. It's up to mama and daddy, praise God, to get together, load him up, dress him up, bring him to the house of God. Amen. If not, he'll grow up to be a hellion. He's got to have that foundation. He's got to have our children. What's wrong with America today? We've lost the foundation of Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts and our lives. We need the Lord, praise God, like we've never needed Him before. Amen. So we see this Richard. He was religious, but he was lost. Amen. So what do you got to do to be saved? Amen. Let's look at a person that came to Jesus to get some help. Over in Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. Now, this is straight out of the book, youngins. Praise God. Mark chapter number 5. Religious but lost. Amen. And salvation. That's sure. Bible says in Mark chapter number 5, verse 25, said, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now, notice this woman. She had issues. Hello? There's a whole lot of us today that have a whole lot of issues. Amen. Our issues is all probably different. But we all have issues because that's what life is. Life is full of issues. Things that we have to work through. Problems to be solved. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. We need help. And it said, had issue of blood 12 years. Now, would you notice the significance of this 12 years? Number 12 speaks of governmental authority. Amen? It speaks of completion and perfection. Many times we see the 12 tribes of Israel. We see the Lord Jesus Christ. He is 12 years old, teaching in the temple. Amen? 12 has such a significance in the Word of God. It's a number of completion, a number of perfection. This woman come to him after 12 years. Amen. And the Bible says here that had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. She had tried everything that she could. She had spent all that she had. Amen. All the money, everything she could come up with, praise God, she'd spend it trying to get better. That's what self-help does for you. Amen? Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't help ourselves. We should help ourselves. We should be good stewards of what we have. We should be there to help and encourage ourselves, praise God, do what we can for ourselves with the help of the Lord. Because we can't do nothing without Him. But she said she had spent 12 years and she spent every penny she had trying to get some help. And in her defense, she didn't know, maybe didn't know about the Lord. We know it's 12 years, so it's before He come, before His time. Amen. And so she didn't know that He was available to her. Amen. So she had spent all that she had, everything that she had. But as the Bible says, it's just like a chunk of money into a bag with holes. It's just none the better. Let me read that to you. Haggai. Haggai chapter... Haggai chapter number 1, verse 5. He said, "Now therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts." Now watch this. "Consider your ways." Old Schofield, page 963. "Consider your ways." He said, think about what you're doing. Amen. Have you ever thought, have we ever stopped to think about what we're doing and how it involves the Lord? He said, verse number 6, he said, "Have you sown much and bring in little?" Or you said, "You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, and you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm." He said, "And you have, and you that earneth wages, to put in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." He said, we need to pay attention to what we're doing and the attitude that we do it. Why do we do what we do? Amen. He said, you can seek and try to have, but he said, it's just like putting it in a bag with holes when we don't take into consideration the Lord God. Amen. We're just seeing that money. He said, you're taking it. And how many of us do it? We go out and we work and strive to have, and we take that money and we spend and we do, and it's just like we're putting it into a sack that's got a hole in it. Just falls out the bottom and it's lost. It's gone. To no avail. Amen. That's why it's got to be important. We got to put God first. Amen. Thank God, the Bible says we got to bring God's tithe into the storehouse. Amen. Hey, let me just say this. You can't expect God to bless you when you're robbing Him. Amen. God requires a tenth. That's a tithe. That's a tenth. That's off the top. Amen. If you rob God, how can you expect Him to bless you? How can you expect Him to prosper you? It's just like taking that money and putting it in a bag with a hole in it. And as you're carrying it down to the bank, by the time, Josh, you get to the bank house, the bank ain't got much in it. And you wonder, what in the world happened to it? Hey, God, hey, let me tell you, God will get His one way or another. Amen. Hey, if we become God robbers, and I'm not saying we are, praise God, everybody in here, I know, just pray God, we're blessed. God just blesses us on purpose. Amen. Praise God. He blesses us, but more in abundance than anything I know. He's been good to us. But if we, hey, it don't only count for our tithe in money, but it counts in our tithe and time. What we do for the Lord. He said, you're doing these things, praise God, and you're trying to be prosperous. He said, you're eating and drinking, but you're not being filled. You're not being satisfied because it's just like putting it in a bag with holes. This dear lady was for 12 years, she was taking that money. She was a seeking and a searching and trying to find some help. But it's just like taking that money and putting it in a bag with holes. And the Bible said that she was none the better. Amen? And she heard... Now look what happens, verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus... Amen? Wasn't it a wonderful thing that the day, the hour that you heard of Jesus? Now I'm not talking about when you just heard about Him. But you heard of Jesus. In other words, you realized what Jesus was, who He was, what He could do, what He hath done, and what He could do for you. Amen. Amen. You realized that you needed Him because He is our ever-present help in times of troubles. So we knew that He could bring us out, He could bring us in, He could keep us up. So she heard of Jesus. And what does she do? She comes to Jesus. What do we do with Jesus? Amen. We ought to be coming to Him all the time, every day. We ought to be walking with Him, talking with Him, being led of Him. He ought to be our Lord and our Savior. He ought to be our shepherd, our chief shepherd, our master shepherd, the one that's going to bring us up, bring us out, and bring us through. He's going to get us to, hey, He's going to bring us out on the other side. And we're going to cross over Shelly Jordan, come out on the other side, shouting and praising and giving God glory throughout eternity. We've been in the presence of our Lord. Amen. And she said when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched His garment. For she said, if I may touch but His clothing, I shall be whole. How did she come? She came in faith. She came in faith believing that He was Jesus. And if she could just touch the hem of His garment, if she could just touch His clothing, that she would be made whole. Amen. I thank God for the Wednesday night. I got to touch His clothing. And I became whole. Saved me by His marvelous grace. She touched Him by a touch of faith. She believed that she believed, praise God, who He was, because she'd heard. She heard who He was, heard what He did, heard what He is able to do. And she thought within herself, if I can just get to Jesus. I can see her in mind's eye. She got there. Big old crowd thronging Him, as the Bible says. And she starts weaving and pushing her way through the crowd. She could see Him, see Jesus way ahead of her in the crowd. And she just keeps moving. And that's what we got to do. We just got to keep moving and working our way, getting closer and closer to Jesus. Praise God. Because when you get to, you can touch Him. He can touch you. Amen. You can see the magnificent hand of God minister to us and helping us when we touch Him. Said, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole. So she come in faith. And said, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Let me tell you something, friend. When you get up, you ever get a touch of Jesus? Amen. The Holy Ghost of God touches your heart, and you get a touch of Jesus. Praise God. You can feel down in your body, you can feel in your soul, praise God, that something has changed. This old fella said, if there ain't a change, when Jesus saves you, there's not a change. There ought to be a change in your and my life, praise God, when we get saved. Praise God. Amen. But these folks, it was religious and lost. They've never had that experience. Experience is that change that takes place. This woman had that experience that she was made whole. Said Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him, He turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciple said unto Him, thou seest a multitude thronging thee, and saith thou, who touched me? And He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Let me tell you, when you touch Jesus, praise God, He sees you. When you're reaching out for Jesus, when you're trying to get close to Jesus, praise God, when you get in His presence, He sees you. Amen. He's anticipating, praise God, what's on your heart. He said He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. He said, hey, listen, so I heard about you. And I knew that if I could just get to you, Lord, if I could just touch your garment, that you could heal me. Amen, praise God. I'm glad I knew the night that Jesus saved me. If I could just get a hold of Him, He'd get a hold of me and save me by His marvelous grace. The Bible says, and He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's faith that saved you. He said, it's faith that brought you out. It's faith that healed you. He said, it's faith that cleansed you of your plague. She wasn't just religious, and she wasn't no longer lost, praise God, but she was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. She believed on Him. She believed in Him, and He saved her, and He healed her from her plague. Amen. Praise God. After 12 years, amen, praise God, she was healed of that plague that had afflicted her. Amen. I wonder how long are we going to stay caught up in her plague? How long are we going to be afflicted? He said, but it's time that we come out of our affliction. It's time that we become believers on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just religious people, but believers, born-again believers, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. His death, burial, resurrection. What He did on Calvary for me and you. He made that difference there, praise the Lord. So many years ago, praise God, it's still the same today. Still the same for you as it is for me. We all come the same way. There's no other way to get in. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. The name of Jesus. Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Praise God, that great one that loves us and cares for us and there to help us, praise God. As Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. That's what true religion is. True religion is salvation in Christ Jesus the Lord. That makes you whole and gives you peace down in your soul. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. Praise God. The Lord didn't come just to make religious people. The Lord came to save people by His marvelous grace. Are you saved this morning and you know it?